to I would say Netball Podcast, but it's the Welly Sport Podcast. We are delighted to have Hannah Joseph, OW, who's coming to join us, and Ella Redfern, the current Wellington Netball captain, who's also going to be here to help me have a little chat to Hannah. So I'm going to let them just introduce themselves and say hello, and then we'll crack on.
Yeah, hi, I'm Ella. I'm really excited to have this conversation. I think it'll be really fun.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I was at Wellington from 2010 to 2012 in Apsley. I was in as a netball scholar and still play netball now. Played a little bit for England and in the Super League up in Loughborough.
Amazing. So looking at the kind of stats of your bio, it says 8 Lightning seasons, which I can't quite believe. It's kind of been like 8 years since you left. That's crazy. And you studied social psychology and now teaching at Uppingham School. And you got 3 international caps, as well as playing for England under 19 and 17. And Ella, Hannah is a wing attack centre, which does all the feeding into Ella's glory shot and glory position of goal shooter. So Ella does get all the glory for Hannah's hard work. Tell us a little bit about the background of how you got into netball a bit, Hannah. Let's go like back to the start.
So I started playing in year 5. So I moved from just like a local primary school to an all-girls school. So then they played netball there. And I kind of just played all sports. Mum's a PE teacher, family's super sporty. Had like a bit of natural ability, so like being outdoors, like playing sports, anything with a ball in, a bit of coordination. So started playing at school, joined a club, just a local club in Newbury, quite small, but I think it's still around now. And I was there for just a couple of years and just really loved playing and like loved being outdoors with my friends. Went from being at a school where we didn't have any fixtures or anything to then playing sort of every week, every 2 weeks, which I really enjoyed. So that was probably where I got my love for sport and my love for netball, because probably previous to that I hadn't really played much sport, whether that was hockey, netball. So that's probably where it all started for me when I moved to a different school.
And then what was the attraction into Wellington? Like, what made you want to come across for sixth form?
Well, my older brother had gone to boarding school for sixth form, so I kind of liked the idea of it. The school I'd been at was quite a small school, an all-girls school, so there wasn't loads of sport. It was good when I was younger, but as I got to like year 11, there was a netball team, but that was it. There was just 7 of us that would play. So I guess sort of more opportunities in sport, a slightly bigger school, more opportunities all round, I think. So I kind of looked at a couple of boarding schools to go to, but I think because I still wanted to carry on with my netball, I was a club and I wanted to stick with that club, it worked quite well to go to a boarding school that was only maybe I think an hour away from where I live, so I could still attend club training and be at school, which is a whole other conversation in itself, because that was difficult. Having to leave school sort of 3 times a week to go and play, which I'm sure, as you know, Ella, people don't really leave when you're at boarding school apart from on the weekends, so you're there all the time. So having my mum, who is an absolute saviour, come and take me to training like twice a week, and she'd drive an hour from home, pick me up, drive me an hour to training, watch me train for 2 hours, which must have been extremely boring, drop me off, and then she'd end up back at home at 12 o'clock at night. I loved it. It was such a good 2 years.
Legends. Can't do anything without our mums, can we, really? Is there still a bit of rivalry between your kind of school roots? Because I know your brothers did Millfield and you do Wellington. Is there any sort of...
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, we obviously never played Millfield at netball, but anytime Wellington and Millfield play each other at rugby, I'm always go, oh, who am I going to support? My brother or my school? And they're like, oh, go away, Hannah. But I always say, Wellington can win and you can play well, and then it's a win-win.
We'll go with that. We'll allow that. Linking on to kind of at school sport and stuff, so you were balancing your A-levels and you were balancing all of your netball outside school Ella's obviously just kind of coming through her A-levels, and she's been balancing school sport and balancing, you know, all the other things that she has to do in kind of upper six life and have a social life at the same time. What did you find that helped you have to balance all of those things?
I think looking back, it's easy to say what things were helpful. So like being organised, which I look back and think I could have done that a lot better. I think it's hard when you're 16 and none of your friends are probably leaving school as much as you are. So like they can go and like just chill for 2 hours because they've got 3 hours of prep, but you don't have that time. So I think I definitely could have balanced my time better and probably wish I had done so when it came to exam period, I didn't have to maybe cram quite so much.
You, like you say, you had to kind of go out of school like 3 times a week and also kind of hold down your social life. I'm sure Ella will kind of cut in and say now, like, school, if not, has got probably busier trying to cram everything.
It's really hard. I mean, I've got a friend who plays kind of England hockey and she finds it really hard to balance work with then going out of school the whole time and then socialising. So it is tough.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, like, the socialising, I think, was really difficult. I remember every exeat we had at school, there'd be obviously be an 18th, and I'd also have England camp in Sheffield, which is like all of your friends are going off for an 18th and you have to go up to Sheffield, which is probably the greyest place in the country, in a sports hall for 2 days straight. And I remember one time just thinking, oh my gosh, I just don't want to do this. But one thing my mum always said to me, and I think I was really young when she said this, I remember I didn't want to go to training once, and she said, either you quit or you commit to it fully. But she was like, you can't pick and choose when you want to train and when you want to play. You either are in the club and you've made a commitment to that club and that team, or you don't bother. And I loved netball, even if it wasn't every night I loved netball. So I thought, well, I've committed to it, so I'm going to do it because I don't want to quit altogether. And looking back, like, going to England camp was probably better than a lot of those 18s. They're all pretty repetitive after a while. I know at the time it doesn't seem like that. But again, like, my mum was really great. So, like, if there was an opportunity where I could go to a party and she'd pick me up at 12 because I don't know, something the next day really early, then she would try and make that happen. So trying to, like, enable me to fit in both as much as I could. But yeah, it is really tricky, but I think you just have to think slightly more long term about it and do what you can, organise yourself as much as possible. I know obviously I'm working now at a boarding school and the kids are so busy, because I think sometimes as well, like, I was just doing netball and work, but you forget, like, I have a lot of kids in my first team who I think of as netballers, but actually they're music scholars and they're in the play and they've got so much stuff going on. So just the earlier you can be organised, I think, the better, and prepares you well for things later on in life.
I'm always trying to steal all the girls over from hockey and badmouth Mr. Carr to try and tell them to stay away from him. Doesn't quite work. I still like it.
I try and do that.
Well, yeah, I've got Ella. Her afternoons are packed. What do you, games afternoon, you have, what do you normally end up doing?
Well, I did have a point where I was doing girls rugby and then netball straight after and then tennis straight after.
And so, S&C at some point in there as well.
And then, S&C as well on like the Wednesday. So it did get quite busy at one point. It's because I just always felt like I just wanted to do everything I could possibly. But then time is an issue sometimes.
But then you'll get to university and it'll be so easy because you'll have so much more free time.
Actually, I'm so excited.
Oh, God. Did you find when you got to university the training ramped up though, Hannah, or...?
Hugely, like, to another level, because it's very different now. Like, when I was 18 year olds now are doing S&C and sprint training and conditioning and everything, and I at 18 was just playing netball, despite I probably meant to be doing a few weight sessions. But
I'm sure I tried to get you to do fitness on the side of an Astro, and I think you and Lissy McLeod turned and looked at me and just walked away, and I was like, you've got to be doing a session. Yeah.
We're going back to Grubbies or something.
Yeah.
I think for all, whilst I was growing up, people always said, oh, you need to train more, you need to work a bit harder. And I didn't really get it. I kind of thought I was doing what I needed to do. Definitely wasn't. And even to be fair, when I got to university, we were made to do a lot of training, but I probably still didn't didn't get it as much as I should have done. Like, I was there and I attended it, but whether I pushed myself that much, probably not. Mm. And it probably wasn't until, like, Karen Atkinson came, so that was in my third year of uni, so quite late, that I really started training properly. Yeah. And I mean, she didn't let us not train properly, so it wasn't an option. But we went from maybe having two evening sessions and two morning sessions a week to then we trained four mornings a week at 7 a.m, like two evening sessions. You had to go in and do ball work, and then we'd play Saturday, and then sometimes you played Prem Sunday as well. So then she came and I got really fit, and I was like, ah, okay, so this is how you work hard.
Oh my God. It kind of dawned, the light bulb moment of what I could actually do. What's your training week looking like at the moment? If let's take you and put you in the middle of a Super League, like as if telling the world's back to normal and we're training like normal, what would your normal week look like?
So we'd have Monday morning, which could be like more of a technical session. So it might be like practicing feeding our shooters, or like getting free from a centre pass, but something without loads of load, so not loads of running, like you do a few reps and then talk it through. And then Monday evening we train for an hour and a half. Tuesday morning we train, and that'll be a proper session. So like, it'll only be an hour, but it'll probably have some conditioning in it as well. Fun.
Your fave.
And then, love it. And then from there, straight to the gym, S&C session. And then Wednesday have like a bike session, so something off feet. Thursday morning, back in the gym. Thursday evening, sort of final team session for a couple of hours. And then Friday off, Saturday play.
Yeah.
Should add in as well, Monday and Thursday before our team sessions, we do like 45 minutes of like video analysis, either on the game we played the week before or the next game that we're going to play.
Oh. And then fitting a life and a working life and everything else around it as well. Social lives are minimal. let's just go back to school sport again, and both of you can have a think about and answer this. But like, what would you say was your kind of memorable, most favourite moment in school sport when you were eight for you, Anna, Hannah at Wellington, but Ella, you've now got like kind of 5 years of memories. Like, what would you say has been one of your favourite moments in school sport? And it could range. It could be, okay, it was just into house, or it could be Kingsley's. It doesn't necessarily might have to be netball as such. But we'll see we'll see what comes out of our O-dubs and current pupils' kind of brains.
To be fair, I did enjoy the Kingsley's, but I think I walked at him last, so I do not enjoy just walking around in the sunshine for like an hour.
And finishing through the lake. Surely you went through the lake.
I never liked Kingsley's because I hate going through the lake. I never didn't think I ever went through it. I always went round.
Can you do that? I thought you had to go through it.
I think in third and fourth form I went through it, but then in fifth form, I don't know, maybe it was a privilege for the older years or people complained, I'm not sure, but they had this option to run around the lake. There were like marshals marshalling, and I was like, no, I don't want to go in. So then they make you go around that way.
I do remember coming last with Lissy McLeod and you being like, how are you both last? You're like sports scholars. Last. And we were like, oh, didn't really think that one through very much.
Yeah. Just me behind you, like with a spatula, like in Run Fat Boy Run. Yeah. So yeah, any favourite moments? So you both kind of semi enjoy the Kingsleys, that's good. Is there anything that's kind of like your highlights from your schooling sporting careers?
I think for me probably just most of upper six netball season. Like we had such a nice team. And we all got on really well, like upper and lower six. And then like obviously the year before we got to regionals, and then to get to nationals the next year was just really cool. And I was with like a couple of like my really super close friends from house, and then the rest of the team were really nice as well. So I think probably just all of that, like regionals was cool because I guess we didn't know if we would get through to nationals, and we hadn't the year before, so that was probably like super exciting. And I think just like that year kind of putting netball a little bit more on the map for school. Like I don't know whether the school had got to nationals before, and I think we got to the final of the independent cup as well, So just like having a bit of a statement, I guess, for netball in school.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Ella?
I think for me, I think third form sport was really great for me because I came from quite a small kind of London day school, and then coming to Wellington, where, you know, the facilities are amazing, and then netball was always my favourite sport. And then when our team went to the counties, it was kind of, we basically only played with each other for about 2 weeks, and then we went and won the counties, and I never really won any netball tournaments at my old school, so I just remember feeling like really great about that. But then also I just think playing the boys specifically this year, the rugby match, and not a rugby match, netball match against the 13, it was really fun, because then also like Hannah, as you said about putting netball on the grid and stuff, I think the rugby boys kind of, they gained a newfound respect for netball as a sport. And it was just really fun to kind of beat them as well, but then also for them to enjoy themselves as well.
Yeah, I think rugby did get clashed a little bit in there, didn't it? I think they were like, they went pretty hard at times, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a physical challenge at some point.
It was pretty good. You all played pretty well. Cool. So moving on, so had kind of fun at kind of school sport, and that's great. Did you have any kind of major influence? Like Hannah, you talk a lot about having your mum and coming from a sporty background, and I know she was a big hockey player. And you've got obviously kind of a rugby heavy family, not physically heavy, but yeah. And Ella comes from a big tennis background. So have you had major influences in your sporting lives, either of you, that have kind of put you down the path that you're on at the moment?
I didn't know if I have until I was probably slightly older. I think because I moved netball clubs maybe a couple of times up to the age of like 16. And then even when I was at some of my clubs, because I hadn't been there a while, I don't think I was maybe backed as much as players that had been there from like a young age. So I didn't, like, I used to have this conversation with my mum quite a bit, though I didn't have like a coach who like really backed me from my club as I was going through and like doing England stuff.
Yeah.
So probably having you at school was really helpful to try and like keep me on the straight and narrow and like get training on time and like trying to make me train properly and things. So probably between you and then also Liv Murphy. I think the first time she coached me was when I was still at school, probably in England under 17s. I think she did a few sessions with us. And she was probably the person that said, oh, I think you should come to Loughborough. And I just kind of felt the love as it was, and like felt like she like believed in me, and I've always kind of felt that from her. So she is probably the person that I've like turned to the most when things have either gone well or gone badly, and she's probably been the person that supported me the most.
And she's pretty inspirational herself anyway, isn't she? As in, like, she's kind of a good person to follow in the sense of whatever 100 caps for England and captain and all sorts or whatever she's
her stats are amazing, and then just like her people skills are really good. So she's like good at, I don't know, talking around when things aren't going well, or bigging you up when you need it. Like I know when I play, like she can like get me back into the game so quickly.
Yeah. Ella, who's kind of inspired you kind of down that kind of sporting route with all the tennis and all sorts in your family?
In my family, well, tennis it most definitely comes from my my grandpa and my uncle, because they were both very good tennis players when they were younger. And since I was little, you know, I'd be kind of playing tennis in the garden with my uncle. He was just really enthusiastic. He's a tennis coach now. And then just with my grandpa having got a job at Wimbledon and stuff, so we had that kind of amazing connection or link with the club. So I've just been very lucky with them, and it's just my mum just kind of forced me to play when I was younger. She said, you'll thank me for it later in life, even if I didn't want to. But I do thank her now for that. That's probably that. And then in terms of netball, I had this amazing netball coach in my old school, and in terms of like all sport actually. And we had this cute little netball team, and she was really strict. I mean, everyone was quite scared of her, but she was just very enthusiastic with our team specifically. And she'd kind of go out of her way to do extra clubs and activities for us. And then she moved away to New Zealand but she still kind of keeps in touch with us, and she'll message a lot of us and say kind of how's your sport going and stuff, which is really lovely.
Yeah. So. Oh, nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Moving on, we've got some cool influences, but what would you, looking back now on all your kind of fun ideas and memories of school time, so Hannah said something like she'd love to say, oh, I'll just get organised and like buy into it and just commit to it. What other advice would you give your younger self? Like, just think of 2 points that you might say to your kind of 16-year-old self just about to start Wellington, or your third former self just about to start Wellington.
Mine would be work hard, as we picked up. And then I think just like either confidence or believe in yourself. I think that took me a while. And even now sometimes, well, I think that's human nature to doubt yourself sometimes, but I think just slightly more confidence or belief in my abilities, which I think would have made me work harder as well.
Cool. Yeah, I completely agree with that point, actually. I'm going to steal that one as well, because that's a really good one. I almost just wish, I think at one point I was just trying to do a bit too much in terms of sport. Like, I wanted to try everything, and I couldn't have the time, and I knew I didn't like hockey that much, but I felt forced to play hockey just because, again, my uncle played hockey and everything. And I finally quit in sixth form, and it was just so good. And I wish I did it a bit before. So just trying to, I just wish I kind of knew what I liked more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, completely. I'm going to pass over to Ella now. Ella, do you have any questions that you kind of were thinking about asking Hannah, or had anything planned that you'd like to delve into?
Yeah, I was just quite interested, like, who was kind of your professional role model, like, just through the sport? Or maybe not in terms of netball, like, as sporting someone? Or...
I think my two, who I've mentioned before, would probably be Karen Atkinson and Liv Murphy, ended up being my coaches. I think it was third year I had both of them. So I went to Loughborough kind of to be coached by Liv, and I obviously arrived in September, and in January she left, which was great. So I had 2 years of like not really, I would say, not really having a coach. We had like people coming in and out, which at 18, playing Super League for the first time, not having a coach is not great at all. And that shows from our score sheet. But yeah, I think those two, just there, I think they both bring quite different qualities. So like Karen will just work so hard and is so fit, and then I think Liv has a bit more like natural flair, and then off the court both of them as people are just like really grounded, would do anything for you. Like, our team was in such a good place when we had both of them, because they just gave everything to the team. So yeah, I think those two are probably my biggest influences and a little bit inspiration as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really upset that like the Olympics are cancelled this year, I think. But I was just wondering, do you think if, you know, if they were on, do you think the current kind of England netball squad would have a chance of kind of maybe getting a medal or even beating, you know, New Zealand or someone this year?
Well, obviously netball's not in the Olympics, but if it was...
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean Olympics. You know, like Commonwealth and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The current team, well, I don't, what is the current team? I think obviously after the World Cup, I think a lot of them have, well, they've not, but I think a few may retire and the team might be slightly different. I don't know. I think like the England netball on the whole is in a really good place, and there's probably got some good depth and some good young players coming through, as well as some older players. So I think they're definitely a place where they can compete with like Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. But like, and Jamaica as well, I guess, like from that Com Games, I think England got through to the semi-final, they won that by one, and then the final by one. So it just shows like how close those margins are at the top. I think it's pretty hard to call who would win things like this these days, because it kind of just depends on the day. But I think obviously England players being full-time and sort of the money and time that's being put into Super League is helping players in this country become as good as players in Australia and New Zealand, where before we probably couldn't compete as much. So just the professionalise. Yeah, let's go with that. Making the league more professional. It's just helping us get to that level. And like the support staff we now have, when I first started playing Super League, we just had like a general S&C coach and a netball coach, and now we have like a whole team of people supporting us. I think we're definitely getting there to be able to compete with the top countries. Just need a little bit more time, a little bit more funding.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Cool. Ella, great questions. Thanks for those. Leading on, we'll do some kind of fun questions to end on. So what would be your best sporting moment in history or best athlete and why?
Not me playing. Other people.
No, not you playing. You could say you playing in the Super League final, blah blah blah, was the best sporting moment in history. If you want to say that, but okay. Most people might go elsewhere.
Losing as well. Okay, netball one would be the Com Games final, winning by one.
Yeah,
obviously, massive, and like. To win by one, obviously you'd rather win by as much as possible, but to win by one, like, what a great game to watch.
Yeah.
And probably very nervous to be playing in. And then non-netball, I'm not a huge watcher of sports, if I'm honest. I just prefer playing. But probably Usain Bolt, when he first won the Olympics, when he first won his gold medal for 100 metres.
Like, yeah.
The first time seeing him run. And seeing him win by that amount and being that chilled about it was just like incredible.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Ella, what about you?
I think, well, non-netball, when Andy Murray won Wimbledon, I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because I love tennis, and watching it, I was just, and actually, I mean, I was there. I wasn't watching, though. I was, I think I was on like the hill or something, and it was just really cool, and the atmosphere was great. And obviously first kind of Brit to have won in ages. So it was really cool.
That was really cool. Was the Olympics the same year when he won the Olympics as well? Maybe. I don't know,
but that was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, Hannah, if you weren't playing netball, what would you like to be a professional athlete in?
Well, I wasn't very good at it, but maybe hockey. Only because I wouldn't like to do an individual sport, and I think probably hockey is probably, in terms of like the team environment and things like that, is probably the most similar to netball.
Oh, but you play outdoors in the rain. I'd go for at least some sort of summer sport.
What would be a summer team sport? There aren't really any.
Tennis doubles.
Yeah, tennis.
Yeah, but that's an individual sport.
4x100.
I'd have to play cricket.
Cricket, yeah.
Cricket, but I had played cricket once and I was horrendous.
Bring back rounders.
Yeah, exactly. I do rounders.
Ella, what about you?
I mean, it's got to be tennis.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah, for sure.
Good. And you can play out in sunny climates.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, we have been doing Would You Rathers with the previous podcasters. We've got a Wellington round and a normal round. Which one would you like first, the Wellington round or the general round?
Let's go Wellington. Although I'm worried you're going to use Wellington terms I'll have forgotten.
I think we've tried to stick, they're not even terms, they might be kind of events or things like that you've got to choose which one you'd rather do. I can explain the terms, or Ella can explain the terms. Okay, first one, both of you got to choose, detention or fatigues?
I don't know what fatigues is.
Detention.
Ella, explain what fatigues are.
Well, I think it's when you have to, you're kind of, it's kind of like an extended detention throughout the week, but you kind of have to be in uniform all the time. You've got to call over at certain points. Be in the library at certain points of the day.
Yeah, you're monitored a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds awful. I picked detention.
Yeah. Okay. Both have gone for detention. Interesting.
I actually never had a detention at school.
Ellen, oh, look at you, golden girl.
I did have to do that thing where you have to walk up to...
early morning
call. Lodge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody in my class ever used to get them, so it was just me by myself.
What did you get it for?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Right, turf or big side?
Turf.
Turf's the big cricket pitch, Hannah. Big side's the big rugby pitch.
Turf.
Okay, why?
I just feel like you just sit out there and sunbathe in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Run or Pink Pav Dash? So the Barry Run was the one from the clock tower down, touch the lake and back, or the Pink Pav Dash is the horrific one. Yeah, which one?
I'll do the one where you touch the lake.
Barry Run. Ella?
No, I do Pink Pav Dash.
Ugh. Neither are particularly nice. Right, House Song or The Last Night of Christmas when you do the midnight carols against each house?
House Song.
House Song. House Song, okay. And then graduation or speech day?
Ooh.
Graduation.
Yeah.
Because Ella's not...
I had answers.
You've been to both in a way. Graduation. Okay, would you rather cake or pizza?
Cake.
Cinema or theatre?
Theatre.
Yeah, theatre.
Wagamamas or Nando's?
Wagamamas.
Wagamamas.
Oh.
Great choices.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Summer.
Flip-flops or sliders?
Slides.
Flip-flops.
Oh. Land or sea?
Land.
Sea.
weights or cardio?
Cardio.
Cardio.
I'm pleased that Hannah didn't go for neither option. and then to be 100 metre Olympic champion, or we put a Premier League football winner, but it could be like of a team winning championship. Like, so you could say England netball winning Commonwealth gold. So what would you rather be, the 100 metre Olympic champion or winning a team the top highest level it could possibly win at?
I think winning a team.
Yeah, winning a team.
Yeah. Okay. Your last question. You have a dinner party tonight and you can invite four celebrities or anyone that you'd like to come for dinner. Who would you be inviting for dinner tonight?
Ella, do you have your answer? Because you can go first.
Oh God.
It could be anyone. It could be a random teacher from Wellington combined with David Attenborough, combined with Andy Murray, combined with Donald Trump.
Roger Federer.
Okay.
Absolutely love him. Tom Cruise.
Interesting.
who do I really like? Oh, I love Michael McIntyre. I think he's really funny. And I love... what's that judge on the X Factor? The not X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, Alicia Dixon. I think. Yeah, I really like her. She's cool.
Okay.
And then I'd have you, Miss. You can come to my dinner party.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Aww. Interesting gang there. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll bring my banana bread.
Yeah.
So, Hannah, who would you have?
Okay. Kim Green, who's an Aussie netballer.
Yeah.
Sick. Very good. Jessica Ennis.
Nice.
Michelle Obama.
Interesting.
Good chat. And then this one's a little bit rogue, but Kim Kardashian, because, I mean, she's done really well and she doesn't really have a talent. So there's got to be something going on there.
There's got to be something up there, hasn't there? There's a talent, something.
Yeah. Like, she's literally built a whole empire. She's like one of the most influential people in the world.
I'd like to see the conversation between Michelle Obama and Kim Kardashian, though. I think that conversation would be very... they probably have the same people in their phone book, but for different reasons.
Exactly.
Amazing. Oh, great. So, guys, thank you so much. That's been such a kind of interesting and great kind of chat with both of you. Ella, do you have anything you'd like to say before we kind of finish off?
No, nothing in particular, but that was just... That was quite fun. Really nice to do. So thank you.
Good. We'll hopefully be seeing Hannah on court when Super League season kicks off, as it's been a little bit delayed. And you're coming back from injury at the moment, aren't you? So how is the rehab all up to scratch, or are we...
Yeah, it's all good. So hopefully by the time... Well, if Super League starts up again, I'll be all good to go.
Is it just feeling like the longest pre-season ever?
Well, yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen. It's just like just trying to stay fit and stay healthy, so you're kind of prepared either way.
Yeah, good. Lots of cardio. Right, thank you so much, guys, and stay safe and look after yourself and enjoy the sunshine.
Bye.
Cool, thanks.
Bye.
Warm talking, feeling on a cloud, no, of my own design.